Page one of the opinion section in yesterday's Tribune, just a great article. I love this. Here's the headline. It's an opinion article written by Yasmina Blackburn. I asked Mattel to represent Muslim girls in its American Girl line. It followed through. Yasmina, thanks for hopping on the line with us here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This wasn't something that happened in an instant. Walk us through the progress and how it got started and where you are now.
Yeah, you know, my daughter is 20 years old now, but I did reach out to Mattel, American Girl Doll Company, a few years back, you know, hoping they would, you know, finally put some Muslim inclusion into their product line. And they really had, you know, no representation at all in their stories or anything like that. And I was not successful a few years ago, but I tried back again at the end of 2019, and I did a little more, you know, background on what their, you know, their values were in this area, and, you know, publicly. And I kind of called them out on that. And I was able to, you know, get through and get a seat at the table. And not only that, help design the first Eid outfit, first Muslim product that they've launched. I'm really thrilled about that.
For people that don't know, when you say Eid product, explain that.
Yeah, so Eid is the Muslim holiday. We have two in the lunar calendar year. One is called Eid al-Adha, and one is called Eid al-Fitr. And some people might recognize Ramadan, which mm-hmm. is the month of fasting. And Eid al-Fitr actually follows that month of fasting, as it's kind of like our Christmas, you know.
Right. What was the impetus for all this? I mean, something must have sparked this all.
Yeah, you know, my daughter came home from school one day when she was young, literally in tears, asking why her school, you know, didn't make mention of our holidays. She was at school celebrating, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, which is awesome,
yeah.
But no mention of ours. And I think that was the moment that it really hit me. Like, I didn't celebrate it as a little girl growing up in Chicago either, in school or whatever, but I just kind of accepted that as norm. But I think when you see it as, you know, through the lens of a mom looking at your child, I think I was really focused at that time. And because we loved American Girl Doll at that time, I really thought that a premier company, you know, actually making a change like that, putting something like that on toy shelves can affect, you know, attitudes in society. When consumers see things as normal, then they might accept it more and, you know, represent us more in school and in society.
You bring up such a great point. It's not only for the young child or the parent, and there's such value in being able to see yourself or someone that looks like you, whether it's in a doll or in prominent jobs, you know, whatever it is, or on television, you know, the cultural representations of a person. But I hadn't gone the step further in my brain that, oh yeah, by the way, us walking through the grocery store, here I am, white guy, grew up in Downers Grove, you see these sorts of things. It's like, not that I'm not aware that, of course, there's other cultures, but it just brings you to the thought of, oh, that's right, there is another holiday. I, too, when I wish people well and wishes, whether it's on the radio or in real life, remember those things. It has a benefit for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I really think more and more, you know, from a business perspective, companies are recognizing that. And I'm seeing a shift in all different companies that they're wanting to embrace these initiatives for diversity, equity, and inclusion, not just in their workforce, but also on the product shelf. And it's very powerful in that vein. And I wrote in the op-ed about the CEO Action for Diversity and Inclusion pledge, which was a big part of my pitch to American Girl. I'm really jazzed about this initiative that a bunch of CEOs, including Mattel's, including the corporation I work for, Optum, United Health Group, that they've signed, you know, off on this. And they're actually saying that, you know, together, if we collaborate as companies, even if it's your competitor or whatever, that, you know, they can achieve more of their goals collectively than trying to do it on their own, because it is a big issue that not just one company can, you know, grab onto. So that to me was what I really wanted to focus on my op-ed. And I'm hoping that, you know, more CEOs sign on to this and people take note of it in the business community.
For sure. A rising tide kind of lifts all ships. I'm of the belief that, oh yeah, I mean, we have all sorts of different Americans. It's what makes our country great. Like, we preach it, we might as well practice it as this great melting pot. And I feel like we have gotten a lot better over the years. And you look at commercials that play now, boy, you see great representation in the LGBTQ community in commercials. You see Americans of every shape, size, and that's great. I don't want to put words in your mouth, and I'm just kind of curious what you feel like as a Muslim American, is if that your group, your faith, I don't know, have they been left behind a little bit? Are they catching up, or am I totally off base here?
No, you're right on base. You know, I love that you said melting pot, because I went to Chicago Public School until fifth grade, and I believe it was my third grade social studies book was called like The Great American Melting Pot or something about that. And I literally idealized that thought as, you know, sort of this sheltered kid that lived, you know, in a Christian Muslim household where we respected both faiths. And then when I grew up and saw that, you know, I did feel excluded from the Muslim part of my identity, which is a huge part of my identity. You know, I was actually shocked. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've been left behind. I know, you know, some of it is sheer numbers. You know, we're growing in America as a Muslim community. But also there has been, you know, unfortunately active, you know, activities to, you know, spread Islamophobia.
Right.
That's just a real deal. So
continuing to this day, I mean, yeah. By elected leaders.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been seeing Congress. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, you're right. There's so many different avenues in which that, you know, that has taken place. I just, before we go, you know, and I just want to, because I kind of glossed over, but I wanted you to put maybe a finer point on it about what it means for a young child to look at a doll or see a character on television that looks like them. What does that mean to someone like that?
Oh, my God. I couldn't have even imagined it as a child in the 70s, dating myself. My daughter, we dreamed about it, so we kind of dressed up her dolls that way. But when I spoke to some Muslim girls on a Zoom call after the outfit came out, and I wasn't expecting these girls to come on, I was like biting my lip not to cry, because they were holding their dolls and saying, oh, thank you, Yasmina, I'm going to go buy this. And it was thrilling. Like, they won't have to maybe feel that invisibility that my daughter felt, that I felt. And it also is an educational tool for their friends, their teachers, and other moms. It's you can't even really put, you know, words on it. It's great.
I feel there are different circumstances, but I've seen so many videos this year. I don't know if it's just because I'm more in tune or on TikTok now or whatever.
I love TikTok.
Yeah, right. Of young black kids seeing Black Santa for the first time, and that means a lot. Like, kids shocked by it or surprised or seen even in Target, maybe a representation of a Black Santa on a placemat or on a hanging stocking or something, and the difference that makes for children. And, you know, I think a lot of people gloss over that, and it's a really important thing. And I know that they're not the exact same thing, but I think it all kind of fits in the same vibe with what you're going with, Yasmina.
It definitely does. I seen some at JCPenney, and I was like, I want to buy a Black Santa. I love that. Yeah.
Right.
It's the same vibe where you just feel included. You feel part of society.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's important.
Yeah. Well, great op-ed. Everyone can read it at the Chicago Tribune. And Yasmina, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.